From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. The Securities and Exchange Commission has narrowly approved new rules designed to protect investors and modernize trading at the nation's stock exchanges. The rules were approved after months of intense and sometimes bitter debate about their impact on Wall Street. The most controversial rule is designed to help investors get the best possible price when they buy or sell a stock. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports.
The commission voted 3-2 to approve what's called Regulation NMS, which stands for National Market System. Proponents such as Commissioner Harvey Goldschmidt said the new rules would help update and streamline market regulations at a time when electronic technologies are overhauling the way markets operate.
The package of proposals before us today can accurately be described as the most significant modernization of the national market system since the original rules were adopted by this commission in 1975.
The rules would impose some technical changes in the way stocks are priced and stock data is listed, but by far the most controversial part of the rules involves the extension of the so-called trade-through rule. The rule says that when an investor buys or sells a stock, the trade has to be executed at the best possible price. Junius Peake, professor of finance at the University of Northern Colorado, says the rule was first passed in the 1970s in an attempt to protect investors.
They came up with a rule saying that for listed stocks, you had to send your stock, your order, to the market that had the best price at that moment. And they just wanted to make sure that you didn't get second best price.
At first, the rule applied only to stocks traded on the New York Stock Exchange, but the rule passed today would greatly expand its reach to other exchanges, such as NASDAQ and some of the newer electronic markets. SEC officials say some brokers today execute trades without searching for the best price for their customers because they don't want to spend the time or because they want to steer business to certain exchanges. The SEC estimates that investors lose hundreds of millions of dollars a year because the trade-through rule hasn't been followed. But the extension of the rule today has faced enormous opposition from NASDAQ, some brokerage firms, and some politicians. SEC Commissioner Paul Atkins said the rule passed today was an unwarranted and expensive intrusion by the SEC in the markets that wouldn't really help investors. He called it a throwback to an earlier time of big government ideologies.
The adoption today carries out a plan devised under discarded hyper-regulatory notions and revives the spirit of the 1970s by continuing to experiment with market centralization.
Atkins called on Congress to take another look at the issue and make sure the commission hadn't overstepped its bounds. In fact, the chairman of the House Capital Markets Subcommittee, Richard Baker, has said he may support legislation to override the commission's action. That could mean the vote on the regulations today may not really be the end of the debate. Jim Zaroli, NPR News.